Welcome to another deep dive. We're going to be diving deep today into a story that's been told and retold for millennia now.
Yeah.
The story of Noah's Ark and the Great Flood from the Bible.
Absolutely.
But we're going beyond just the children's story version that many of us might be familiar with.
Right.
We're really trying to unlock the wisdom and the deeper meaning that this ancient narrative holds.
Yeah, it's amazing how these stories can, you know, be told over and over, but still hold so much meaning and relevance for us even today.
Yeah, and especially relevance for today.
Absolutely.
So let's start with just a quick recap of the story as it appears in the book of Genesis.
Okay.
God sees the wickedness of humanity and decides to cleanse the earth with a massive flood.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one man, Noah, who is described as righteous and blameless.
Right.
And he finds favor in God's eyes.
Right. And so this is where the story takes that kind of dramatic turn.
Yeah.
God instructs Noah to build an ark, this massive vessel, to shelter his family and two of every kind of animal from this coming flood. It's a real testament to Noah's faith that he actually undertakes this monumental task.
It's such a huge project, just the scale of it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, gathering the materials, constructing the ark, assembling all the animals.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling.
And then the rain starts.
Yeah, and it rains for 40 days and 40 nights.
40 days and 40 nights, relentless rain.
And the floodwaters are rising until they cover even the highest mountains.
Even the highest mountains. It's this incredible image of destruction and renewal. A total wiping clean of the earth.
Yeah, it's hard to even grasp the power of an event like that.
Right.
A global flood that reshaped the world.
Reshaped the landscape, the whole world.
But even amidst all this devastation, there's a glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
The ark, a vessel of preservation, carrying within it the seeds of a new beginning.
Or a new start, yeah.
And they're in this ark for 150 days.
150 days. Noah, his family, all the animals endure this just incredible journey, riding the waves of this global cataclysm.
Yeah, talk about resilience, right?
Oh, yeah. A powerful image of resilience weathering life storms, no matter how overwhelming they may seem.
Yeah, no matter how big they get. And finally, the waters recede.
Mm-hmm.
The ark comes to rest on Mount Ararat.
Right.
Noah, his family, and the animals, they disembark onto a cleansed and renewed earth, ready to start fresh.
Wow, what a powerful image of hope and second chances.
Yeah, it really is the possibility of a new start, even after the most devastating event.
Absolutely. And what strikes me is that, you know, this story, while it's ancient, it holds these really profound lessons that resonate so deeply in our modern world.
Yeah, they really do.
Like, we see these themes of preparedness, environmental responsibility, justice, and resilience all woven into this timeless narrative.
Yeah, and I think those are really the key themes that we're going to want to unpack today.
Absolutely.
And, you know, starting with that first one that you mentioned, preparedness.
Right.
Noah's meticulous obedience to God's instructions really highlights how important it is to think ahead, to anticipate those challenges.
Yeah, to take the necessary steps to be prepared, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's something that we can all relate to in our own lives today.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not necessarily about building a literal ark, right?
No, it's about cultivating a mindset of preparedness.
Right.
Whether we're facing financial uncertainty or health challenges or even those global crises like climate change, you know?
Yeah. You can't always control the storms that come your way.
You can't stop them from coming.
But you can control how prepared you are for them.
Exactly. And this idea of preparedness goes beyond just our individual lives as well. I think it also speaks to our collective responsibility to protect our planet, to preserve it.
Right.
You know, God's emphasis on saving a representative pair of every species really highlights the importance of biodiversity, the interconnectedness of everything.
And our actions have consequences.
Oh, they do.
Not just for us, but for, you know, the whole web of life.
The whole planet.
We have a responsibility to be stewards of the earth.
Absolutely, to ensure its health and sustainability for the generations that come after us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty powerful message.
And you know what I think is fascinating here is how the story balances this message of environmental responsibility with this concept of justice.
Right.
Because the flood is a consequence of humanity's wrongdoing, but it's also an act of cleansing.
Yeah, it's like resetting that moral compass.
Exactly. It's a powerful reminder that there are consequences for our actions, both individually and collectively.
Yeah, but it's also a story about second chances.
It is.
It's about the possibility of redemption and renewal.
Mm-hmm. Even in the face of destruction, there's hope for a new beginning.
Yeah. And that brings us to resilience.
Resilience. Yeah.
Which I think is so beautifully illustrated in Noah's journey.
Absolutely.
I mean, imagine being in that ark for 150 days.
Oh my gosh.
The cramped quarters, the constant motion.
The uncertainty.
The uncertainty of the future.
Yeah.
It's really a testament to the human capacity for endurance.
It is. To facing adversity with courage and hope.
Yeah. Finding that strength to persevere, even when it feels like everything around you is falling apart.
Right. To ride the waves of uncertainty and emerge stronger on the other side. It wasn't just physical resilience, though.
Right.
I mean, their faith played a huge part in their ability to withstand this ordeal.
Oh, yeah.
They trusted in a higher purpose in God's plan, even when it seemed like everything around them was falling apart.
It was that unwavering belief that helped them navigate the unknown.
Absolutely, that sense of something bigger than themselves.
And come out on the other side.
And that's a lesson that I think, you know, goes beyond time and circumstances.
Totally.
It's about finding that inner strength, that anchor in our own lives.
Right, that helps us weather the storms, both the literal and the metaphorical ones.
Oh, exactly.
So how do we, you know, living in a world that's so different from Noah's world, how do we apply these ancient lessons to our own lives?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it?
What are our own personal arcs?
Yeah. Are we prepared for the challenges that, you know, are inevitably going to come our way?
Mm-hmm. Are we taking responsibility for our impact on the planet?
Are we trying to create a more just and compassionate world?
Are we cultivating that inner resilience?
That faith in something bigger than ourselves?
That's going to help us get through the ups and downs of life.
And the story of Noah doesn't really offer us, you know, easy answers.
No.
It's not like a blueprint for building a physical ark.
Right.
Or a step-by-step guide for surviving every storm.
But it's more like a mirror, right?
It is.
Reflecting back to us our own potential for both destruction and renewal.
It challenges us to confront the choices that we make, the values that we hold, the impact that we have on the world around us.
Yeah, and it reminds us that even when it feels like all hope is lost, there's always that possibility of a new beginning.
There is always hope.
So let's take this a step further.
Okay.
Imagine if a flood like that were to happen today.
A global flood.
Would we listen to the warnings?
Would we have the foresight to build our own arcs?
It's easy to judge the people in Noah's time, you know?
Right, for their disbelief and lack of preparation.
But are we any different?
That's the question.
We have our own set of challenges today.
We do.
Climate change, social and political upheaval, economic instability,
yeah.
You name it.
These are our modern day floods in a way.
Exactly. And yet, how often do we ignore the warning signs?
Right. How often do we prioritize immediate gratification over long-term sustainability?
We get so caught up in our own individual pursuits, You know, building those personal arcs of comfort and security.
Right. But neglecting the collective good.
It's a pretty sobering thought.
It is.
That maybe the most important lesson from Noah's story isn't about building physical structures at all.
Maybe it's about something more.
But it's about building those bridges of understanding and compassion and shared responsibility.
Recognizing that our actions have consequences.
Yeah, that ripple far beyond just ourselves.
Affecting other people and the health of our planet.
So as we kind of wrap up this part of our deep dives, I want to leave you with this question.
Okay.
If a flood came today, what kind of ark would you build?
Would it be a fortress of isolation?
Yeah, just focused on self-preservation.
Or would it be something different? A beacon of hope.
A testament to our collective capacity for love, resilience, and renewal.
It's a powerful question.
It is, and ultimately the choice is ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really comes down to choices, doesn't it?
It does.
The choices we make every single day, not just when we're facing, you know, a crisis.
Right, not just when the floodwaters are rising.
Exactly. So do we choose to hoard resources and build walls and just focus on ourselves?
Or do we share what we have? Do we build bridges? Do we consider the well-being of others?
Do we exploit the planet, you know, just for our own gain?
Right. Or do we become stewards? Do we think about future generations?
Do we give in to fear and division and prejudice?
Or do we choose compassion and understanding and recognize our shared humanity?
I think the story of Noah really forces us to ask these tough questions.
It does. It makes us think about the consequences of our actions.
Yeah. And it reminds us that what we do has an impact.
A ripple effect.
On others and on the world around us.
Both now and in the future.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the story of Noah's Ark, We really want to encourage you to think about these questions.
For reflect.
And to consider, what kind of ark are you building?
Yeah. What does your ark look like?
Remember those lessons of preparedness, environmental responsibility, justice, resilience.
And remember that strength of the human spirit.
Yeah, our capacity for love and renewal and hope.
Even in the face of huge challenges.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.